Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our 5 p.m. service. Once again, if you have come for the very first time, we do want to welcome you. We're so glad that you showed up today. And so if there's anything you want us to do for you, if you need prayers after the service, please don't hesitate to approach us in a while, okay? And again, Janet, thanks for showing up. You know, we have good, great guys here, you know, single people, and, you know, we're so... No. I know Janet. You know, we've been together during our U-Belt days. All right. Well, anyway, sa mga nag-fast po uli, sino nga ba uli yung mga nag-fast po itong week na to? Pakitaas yung kamay. Ayan, great. Gusto ko lamang po sabihin kasi pinapataas po natin ng kamay yung mga nag-fast. E paano naman kung hindi ka nag-fast? Wag kayong mag-alala yung sa mga hindi ko nakapag-fast for some reason. You did not join us for prayer, but you fasted. And yet, you did not join us for fasting. Guess what? I have a good news for you. We fasted for you. Pinag-fast po namin kayo at pinag-pray pa, hindi ba? So, lahat po ng mga prayer na ginawa namin dito, panglahatan po yan. Hindi lang mga dun sa mga nag-fast, but for everyone, okay, is part of victory. And so, can we just give the Lord a big, big hand? Great. We're believing God for a different year, for 2014, and I'm sure it's going to be brighter, bolder, bigger, better as you compare to the previous years. Can you say amen? Amen. And because of that, I believe God has given us a mandate for the year, and the word of God for us is this. It's right here. It's called fight. For us to achieve victory, for us to achieve breakthrough, for us to experience God's miracles, God's signs and wonders, I believe 2014 will never be the same again as compared to the previous years. Guess what? God wanted us to fight. How many of you want to experience those breakthroughs? You really wanted that? Question is, how much you really want? Do you have whatever it takes for us to have it? Ladies and gentlemen, we got to fight. There's a battle that is ongoing right now. We are not unaware of the battle that we all face. In fact, it's not the battle that we see on TV between two countries fighting for a certain territory. It's not a battle between two different groups of people have different views of life, beliefs, and ideologies. That is not the battle that we're talking about here. We're not talking about political dynasties, two different families coming against for position and power. That is not the kind of battle we're talking about. In fact, there's a new battle. It's a battle between man and disaster. With all the storms, snows in the United States that people there are having a hard time, people say it's a different kind of battle. We prepare for those kinds of battle. But that is not the kind of battle that we're talking about here. We're talking about real stuff. We're talking about real life kind of conflict. And that is why it's so important for us to talk about fight and to talk about the cause of this battle. Question is, are you ready to talk about this? Are you ready to fight? Great. Can I ask you to stand up on your feet? As we look into God's word, the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 1 to 5, okay? Verse 1, the word of God says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.' 'You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" This is the word of God for all of us. Can we just bow our heads right now and start with a word of prayer? We ask you, Lord Jesus, as we invite your presence, that Lord, you will cause your people to know you in a greater way. Enable us to know the breakthroughs and the ongoing fight, the battle that we all face. And Lord, I pray, enable us not to be unaware of the schemes of the enemy, but cause us to know that we are fighting a war that you already won right there at Calvary. May your will be done today. May your kingdom come. Bless your people. Cause them to have a spirit of revelation to inspire them to do the will of God, especially here for 2014. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Right from the very beginning, after creation, we could see here that there is a conflict that is taking place. There is a beginning of conflict in the book of Genesis, but it ended in Revelation, where there is such victory that had happened. The Bible is a great book about conflict, and yet our fight is not something about physical fight. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, we're not against flesh and blood. Hindi ho dapat ang kalaban natin, tayo mismo, tao sa tao. We might be different in so many ways. We might be different in opinions, and we could basically disagree. I remember one time when I was sharing about who we are in our staff meeting. You know, kung makita nyo lang kung sino kami sa staff meeting ho, you know, we encourage everyone to speak up. Whatever opinions, idea that you have, just say it out there. Don't mind about people getting offended. Why? Because what we want is for God's idea to come out. And no matter if we kind of offend one another, it doesn't matter. We're not going to take it personally. And again, we always agree to disagree. And how many of you know that's a good thing? We share different opinions, ideas, all our perspectives, but what's important is we come up with the best idea of all. It doesn't matter if it would not come from me, all right? I realize my staff, they're better, smarter than me, and I can take that. But the whole point is, we're so different, yet, hindi ho dapat tayo nag-aaway. Hindi yung sino man na nagsasaksakan, nagmumurahan, hindi nagkakaroon ng galit, puot, hindi nagpapansinan, hindi ho yung ganun yung sinasabi ng Bible. We're not against flesh and blood. But there is what you call demonic forces, principalities. They are the ones trying to cause the fight between persons, families, tribes, nations, countries, so that we will not achieve peace. Are you here with me? All battles have something to do spiritually. The moment you gave your life to Christ, the moment you signed up, the moment you've come here in front, the moment you say, Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the life of battle. You just sign up for war. You just dress up for a fight. It's not something that you don't want, but it's something that's inevitable. Inevitable, I'm sorry. Something that we cannot, di natin pwedeng pigilan. Kasi parte yun eh. Ang problema, lalaban ba tayo? Kasi nga, there is a war that is taking place. One of the promises of God in the Bible is, in the book of Hebrews, God wanted His people to rest in Him. But the point is, do we really rest in God? One of the promises of the Bible is this, for us to have peace in God, then why is it all of a sudden you want to have peace and rest and you started to worry? There's anxiety. There's no peace. Hindi ka mapakali. Isip ka ng isip. Eh, wala ka naman magawa. Hindi mo kaya kontrolin yung sitwasyon. Hindi natin kaya eh. Isip tayo ng isip. Worry tayo ng worry. Wala tayong peace. We started as if gulong-gulo yung buhay mo. Stress out ka na. Bakit po kaya ganun? Kasi nga, the devil is out there for us not to have the peace and rest in God. praying and fasting. Dapat magpa-fast ka, hindi ka nakapag-fast. That is a spiritual battle. Some of you wanted to fast for 5 days. You'd end up with one. It's still a battle. Coming here today, it was a battle. Iba nga sa inyo, tinatamad eh. Na-drag lang today. But deep within you, have it in your own way, you'd rather watch a movie. You'd rather eat somewhere. Not to be here today. It's a battle. Giving to the tithes and offering, sinasabi ng Bible. Give and it shall be given to you. It's biblical. It's scriptural. It's an opportunity for God to show His faithfulness and for us to show how He did with God's faithfulness and blessing so that we will be blessed. And hirap, 10% lang ina-ask ni Lord. Plus offering. Hindi pa natin mabigay. Ang hirap kaya bibigay mo nila, kailangan kong bayarin yung bills, yung utang, yung credit card, pambayad ng tuition. Pipili pa kami ng ganito, ganyan, ganyan, mga pangilan. Lord, naiintindihan mo naman kami. You're a God of blessing. Let me have this, Lord. It's a fight. It's a struggle. Are you here with me? We all face a spiritual battle, whether we like it or not. It's an everyday thing. Spiritual conflict is real. It is inevitable. And if we say spiritual conflict, we need to know the nature of the enemy and his schemes. Kung meron pong laban, meron pong away, may gera. Sino kaaway natin? Sino yung kalaban? Ano yung kalaban? Sino siya? Ano pa, paano siya gumalaw? Paano kaya titirahin? How many of you, this is good. This is good stuff. This is an eye-opener for some of you. Some of you here, God will convict you. Because what you don't know is this. He got you right in the neck, trying to squeeze you and smash you for the longest time, that it's time for you to fight and for you to experience freedom. Can I hear a big amen to that? Sino po yung kaaway namin? Verse 1, sabi po ng Bible. Now the serpent was more crafty. Everybody say crafty. Than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Suddenly, when God created the world, it was so good. Then suddenly, He came out from nowhere. Talaga nagpapansin. Nagparamdam, nagpakita. Sabi po ng Bible, the serpent is crafty. Hindi po sinasabi ng Bible, malakas yung kaaway. Hindi sinasabi ng Bible, matindi yung kaaway. Sinasabi po ng Bible, takmau. Mautak, intelligent, smart. He will let you go on with your life. He will let you do your own stuff. Do it independently. Huwag mo na paalam sa parents mo. Ba't kailangan malaman? Huwag mo na paalam. Internet naman yan eh. Wala nakakaalam. Sige lang. He will wait for an opportune time to hit you. Next week, we're going to talk about that. But today, we want to make sure that we know his schemes. And the woman said to the serpent, sinagot niya, we may eat of the fruit trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that's in the midst of the garden, neither you shall touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Wow! Woo! Takmao talaga. Ito yung sinabi ni Lord. Kinounter. Talaga? Hindi. Hindi totoo yan. Sino may sabi? Hindi ka naman ng bababae. Okay lang. Pero titigan mo. Pagpantasahan mo kaya. Hindi naman, wala na makay relasyon eh. Pero ka-text mo, ka-FB mo. Ay, suck. Are you still here with me? Number one, the devil is a liar. He is a liar. Turn to the person next to you and check it out. No, forget it. Sabi po ng Bible sa John chapter 8 verse 44, You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The enemy will always counter what God has said. There's so many promises that the Word of God has given you. This fasting, guess what? Today, he's going to counter it. Tomorrow, he's going to counter it. Next week, who said you're going to receive your breakthrough? Who said you're going to be promoted? Who said your loved ones will be saved? Who said you're going to become a leader? Who said you're going to be part of a victory group? Who said that you're going to be victorious and receive the blessing from God? He's the father of all lies. The big question is, are you living in a lie? Oh boy, we all love to live in a lie, isn't it? We love it, we like it, we embrace it. Why? Because it is so good. That's why reading the Bible is so important, to expose the lies of the enemy working and lurking in our midst. Importante po yung magbabasa tayo ng Bible. You know, I used to believe in a lie. Growing up, I used to believe in a lie that when I commit a mistake, right? When I commit such a big mistake, whether it's major or minor, you know what? I don't get recovered easily. I started to get self-pity, defeated. I don't want people to reject me, so I'd rather shut up. All right, and my mechanism is, all right, just to be quiet. I realize I'm not a quiet type. But I got self-pity. I don't want to be rejected, and I reject myself. There's a fear of failure. My way to deal with that is for me to perform so that I would get the acceptance of people. But the Word of God says, I'm accepted by the Beloved. I'm loved by Jesus no matter what. Maybe I have those 99% wrong mistakes in my life, bloopers and blunders. Listen to this. That would never change the love of God in me. He received me as who I am. I don't have to perform in order for me to please the crowd. I don't have to be insecure. I'm already significant. I have a calling in my life. I have a destiny. I have a purpose. It's His promise that I will pursue no matter what. But the enemy's out there causing me to believe in that lie. What are those lies that you need to be set free of? If the enemy is the father of all lies, Jesus wants the truth in our own lives. And the truth will set you free. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Ang dami mga lies sa buhay natin. Hindi ka na magbabago. Pa-fasting ka pa, ganyan ka pa rin. May nalaman nga ako, after ng fasting, nag-away si Mr. at si Mrs. Talagang spiritual, ha? Spiritual ka. Away sila. You know what? To me, no big deal. That's part of it. I'm not gonna say, talaga nag-away kayo? Grabe. Pastor ka pa naman? Hindi ko sasabihin kung sino yun, ha? Pastor, grabe ka, pastor ka pa naman. That's what it is. It is a battle. We're all into this. Are you here with me? And there's so many lies that I believe the Lord wants to expose. Why? Because God wants to change you. He wants you to live by the truth. And I'm telling you something, truth really hurts. It's a big ouch. For the longest time, maybe some of you have been living in a lie. You've been living in fear. You've been living in lust. You've been living in immorality. You've been living in adultery. You've been living with all the corruption. God wants to set you free. Amen? Verse 5 says, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. Ang galing nito! And you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. The devil is not just a liar, but he is a deceiver. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and the great dragon was thrown down. Hallelujah, he was thrown down. The ancient serpent is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He has thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. He's a deceiver. Ang problema sa taong deceive, hindi niya alam deceive siya. Hindi niya aminin. Ha? Ako insecure? Hindi ako insecure. Hindi niya aminin that he's deceived. Why? Kaya nga, deceive eh. Mga bagay-bagay tayo sa buhay natin, alam po natin, mali, pero ginagawa pa rin natin. May pinapakita pong Panginoon sa atin. God is dealing with us. God is showing us. Can we respond to Him for us to be set free? Or would you believe in the lie? That's why a lot of people get hurt. Para makakain ka sa Vikings. Buffet. Siyempre, buffet. Oy, buffet talaga. Banata. Tao talaga. Pero drinks ko, Diet Coke ako. Diet Coke lang ako. Hindi ako talaga. Well, you know. Pero lakas mo lumaman, di ba? Hindi pa sa inyo, hindi nga pwedeng baboy. Baboy, hindi nga pwedeng lechoni. May maintenance ka na nga. Taas ng uric mo, taas ng sugar mo. May hypertension ka pa. Hindi nga pwede. Itigas ng ulo mo eh. Pag nagkasakit ka, saka ko pambayad. Hello? Hindi ba sa inyo, may relasyon na. Alam mo, may relasyon, pumapasok pa rin. I-inlove ako eh. Alam mo, hindi pwede. I-inlove nga ako eh. May boyfriend na nga eh. May boyfriend, gusto mo number 2 ka. Yung isa naman, okay lang din. Sakit kaya ano, number 2 ka. Ito matindi, may asawa mo na eh. Pumapasok pa rin sa relationship. Ito ba matindi? Hindi nga pwede. Nagli-live in. You know, just recently, during the prayer and fasting, there was this couple. They approached me, all right? I was on my way to the prayer meeting. Sabi niya, Pastor, can I talk to you? This is very important. Okay, can we set another time because there's a prayer meeting? No, Pastor, we really need it. Okay, sige, okay, I want to pray for you. Can I pray for you right now? Pastor, this is, okay, what's the bottom line? Let me pray for you. Pastor, kaya nga, ano nga? May prayer meeting ako eh. Mag-pray ko muna kayo, ano ba yun? Pastor, kasi ganito yun. Sige, ano ba? Pastor, kasi, you know, we're together. We're living together. We're not married. And we have a nine-month-old baby. Pastor, we want to get married. We're living a life of sin. And you want to get right. When I heard about that, yes, that's a breakthrough. Let me get your number. Tawagan kayo ni Pastor Erla. Limited. Second question. Do you have a victory group? Okay, I'm starting a new victory group. I want you to be part of my victory group. Is that okay? But Pastor Earl will call you to breakthroughs. Wanted to get married. They're living a lie in sin, deception of the enemy. Yet, they wanted to get married. They want to get right with God. paano kung in love ka talaga, may asawa na. Sabi ng demonyo, eh, yung palay na nga lumalapit doon sa manok. Palay na nga eh. O nga eh, kasi gwapo ko. May kahinaan din ako. Eh, siya yung lumalapit eh. Hindi nga ako lumalapit, pero siya yung lumalapit eh. Kinuka mo. Ito lang sabihin ko sa inyo. Pag nalaman ng misis mo, tsak, tinolang manuka. Eh, iba sa inyo, sabihin, babae ako eh. Babae. Babae ako na nagkatawan lalaki. Kasalanan ko ba yun? Eh, totoo naman eh. Hirap na ako. A lot of people are living in deception. Here's who God is. God is a promise keeper. Isaiah 55 verse 10 to 11 says, "Has the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it a bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty but will accomplish what I desire and achieve for the purpose for which I send it." Whatever God's promise, His word will not return void and empty. He will accomplish what He desires for you. For what God desires for us, His will, His purpose, His promise is this: it is always good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. Don't you settle for third, second best, or the least. Are you here with me? The devil is not just the one who we call the one who gives deception or deceiver, but the devil is an accuser as well. He accuses. Imagine. Sabi ni God, sa lahat, kuha lang kayo, senyo yung buffet. Isa lang sabihin ko, ito pa, itong chicharon na to, wag nyo lapitan. Hindi to para sa inyo. Ito lang, isa lang, pero lahat, have a feast. Of all, the enemy caused them to get the fruit of that tree. Anong tactic ni Taning? Sabi niya, "Hoy, Eve, yung promise ni God sa'yo, hindi mangyayari. Yung best para sa'yo, Eve, malabo yan. Bumigay ka na dyan. Let me talk to you girls. Paano ka tatempt ni Satan? Sa daming lalaki sa church, sa dinami-dami ng lalaki na may plano sa buhay mo, papatol ka sa taong walang plano, pero ang plano niya para buntisin ka. Sa mga lalaki dito sa church, sa dinami-daming babae dito na godly woman of God, ang gusto mo yung makamundo na hindi maka-Diyos dahil maputi. You know, I encounter someone recently who would say, sama-sama ako talaga. Feeling ko talagang sama ako eh. Ito yung ginawa ko, ito yung nangyari sa akin. Sabi ko, sino man nagsabi sa'yo masama ka? Wala naman nagsasabi, pero feeling ko, feeling mo lang yung wala naman nagsasabi sa'yo masama ka. Lahat tayo masama. Kaya nga, kailangan natin si Jesus. Kailangan natin yung righteousness ni God. There's no way for us to be good. Nobody's good in this world. We all commit mistakes, and because of that, God wants to change us. That's a deception, a lie from the enemy trying to reject the person And so what happened the next? Verse 6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, grabe, and it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Deception of the enemy. He wants you to give in. Not for God's best, but for his lure. Trap. How do we encounter this? He's an accuser, but God is a rewarder. Nakalimutan ni Eve si God. Ang daming plano sa kanya, ang daming gifts para sa kanya. Pero hindi niya pinursue yun. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. And he rewards those who seek him. God is a rewarder. That's why the more truth we know, the more truth we know in our lives, all the more we need to make a stand and say, that is a lie of the enemy. I'm not going to give in. Enough is enough. I'm going to hold on to what Jesus did for me, the victory that I received from the cross that I don't deserve, but God caused me to live in victory because of what he did for me. It's time for you to fight. It's time for you that there's a battle. You don't fight, here's the consequence. Here's what happened here. Since there was no fighting, the consequence are, number one, the enemy severed the relationship between God and man. There was a cut in the relationship that God desires for man to have fellowship, relationship, loving one another and enjoying the presence of God. Where are people right now? Where are they? They are away from God, doing their own thing and not God's purpose. Second, the enemy destroyed the purpose of God. The purpose of God for them is what? For them to rule and reign. And because they gave in, because they did not fight, the enemy destroyed the purpose. The enemy did not just destroy the purpose, but took away the promise of God. God wants to take away the best that you will ever receive. Every person here, there is such a promise. There's a gift, a reward that God has for you. Would you wait for it? And because there was a fall, listen to this. This means war. This means that all of us are in a war. We are in a battle. But interesting enough, this is the battle that has been won already because of what Christ has done. God didn't just launch us for a battle, but he launched us for a conquest. One that assumed control over the battle and assumed victory. Thank God I live under the New Testament. Thank God I live under the rulership and reign of Christ. The battle has been won already. What are you waiting for? Why are you living a miserable and defeated life when Christ already took everything right there on the cross when he resurrected from the dead for the promise of God to be restored in our lives and victory was won on the cross? Can you say amen to this? That's why he said in Genesis chapter 3:15, he prophesied, he declared war on the enemy when he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. That's why in Romans chapter 16 verse 20 says, the God of peace. Oh, he's a God of peace. He's so at peace that he will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. That's the victory that God wants to assure us with. Folks, listen, the battle has been won. It's not anyone, just anyone else. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why anyone who is in Christ is assured of ultimate victory. For God promised and ensures us of ultimate victory in conflict through Christ. I want us to be aware that there is a battle. Question is, are you winning one? Are you winning some areas of your life? If not, that's why there's a church. A church is not supposed to be attended on a Sunday. A church is a lifestyle that we share one another's burden. A church is a place where nobody will condemn you. Nobody will accuse you of the things of the past. Just like those couple who came to me. Just like this couple who had a war right after that prayer and fasting. When I heard about it, and their pastors, wow, that's great. I'm standing with you. Nobody condemns you. Nobody puts you down. Nobody accuses you. We're all saved by the blood of Jesus. We all have the righteousness of God. But I wanted to let you know, in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief, the devil, Satan, all his cohorts are here today in this world to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. But Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Are you living in a lie? Are you living in deception? Are there things today that you embrace that you're not supposed to embrace? Are there areas in your life that you need to humble down and ask God, Lord, I want you because you are the truth. Lord, I want you because you're God who keeps your promise. Lord, I wanted you badly. Because Lord God, you will reward me of the things I've never worked for. You're so good. You are at peace. And you'll soon crush Satan under our feet. As we tackle this first week, next week is going to be an interesting topic. But as we move on from next week, maybe today there are things in your life that you need to settle between you and God. Maybe God is pointing at this and he's saying, son, I love you. But you have not living by the truth. The Bible says Jesus came full of grace and truth. He's so gracious that he wants to deal with us. He's angry at sin. He's offended by sin. But he loves deeply the person. And so if you're here today, if there are areas in your life that you know God is showing you, areas in our lives that you know, God, I'm not living by the truth. I'm living with a lie. I'm living with deception. Here I am, Lord. I just want you. Would you bow our heads right now and close your eyes? Lord, I pray for every person whom you've saved. Thank you for your gracious hand, your love, your acceptance. Thank you, Lord God, that in spite of our unfaithfulness, you still loved us. You accepted us. And Lord, I pray, while every heads are bowed and the eyes closed, just between you and God, just you and God, are there anything that you need to settle with God, that you need to live by the truth? The truth hurts. Oh, it hurts badly. Don't let the lie of the enemy destroy you. Would you right now, just between you and God, repent of that wrongdoing, that sin, that compromise in your own life? Would you settle that before the Lord, just like those couple that says, I want to get right with God. I want to be married. I'm living in a lie. I wanted to know the truth. If you're here today, just between you and God, you repent of that particular sin, that area in your life, and say, God, here I am. I want to repent and turn away. Help me. Lord, I just pray for every one of us here. If there's anything, Lord, that you want us to get right and follow the truth, Lord, we're saying we want to let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. I pray, Lord God, for every one of us here whom you've loved and accepted, that, Lord God, they will be able to surrender and have your grace to overcome. Need be, Lord, if they need men and women in their lives to stand with them in the area of weakness, in the area of struggle, in the area where they're so weak that they need someone. Lord, I pray that you cause them to humble and just ask someone, maybe us pastors, leaders of this church, for we're willing to stand with every one of these, Lord. And Father, I pray right now, enable us, Lord, to live truthfully. Enable us, Lord God, to live victoriously. Lord, thank you that your promise of victory still holds today. And so, Father, I just pray for every one of us here that may your will be done. May the peace of God be upon us as we turn to you and your will and your purpose.